they have different motives. For Egypt, which is the real villain on the front page right now, correctly, the interest for the Egyptian government, not of course the Egyptians, it's quite different. The motive is pretty clear. I mean, they're terrified at the possibility that of permitting some degree of democracy in Egypt. If they do, the ruling dictatorship won't be able to hold on, or its family line, and there will almost certainly be a strong showing for the Muslim Brotherhood and other political Islamic groups. And they happen to be pretty closely related to Hamas, which is, in fact, an offshoot of the Brotherhood. So they just want to, this horrible wall that they're building to Egypt in order to intensify the strangling of Gaza is, I think, mainly an effort to keep themselves in power.
Okay. How about, for instance, Israel?
As far as Israel's concerned, they just like Gaza to disappear. They don't want it for themselves. They don't want it there. They want to split it off from the West Bank. The U.S. and Israel have been working. The U.S. and Israel are basically a tandem. They work together. So they've been trying very hard to separate Gaza from the West Bank, which, of course, is completely illegal and violation of every international convention and agreement. But they're trying to do that. They want their idea is that Gaza should just kind of rot and be forgotten. And the West Bank, Israel, will take over whatever it wants and create a kind of a neo-colonial system there, which they're doing pretty effectively. So there's an elite and a relatively cooperative elite in the West Bank. If you go to Ramallah, it's a lively city where people are living pretty well and going to concerts and so on. There are military forces, several. There's an army run by U.S. General Keith Dayton, supported by Jordan and Israel and the U.S., which keeps the place pretty much under control. And there are more harsher forces run by the CIA, General Intelligence, and others, which are there in case harsher measures are needed. And through a combination of very tight surveillance and control, offering some limited opportunities to elites, collaborationist elites, and others who are just, can't struggle anymore and just want to survive, and a repression elsewhere, brutality if needed, and taking over what they want. And what they want has been clear for, since 1967, various modifications, but the basic plans are the same. They want to take over the fertile areas near the border, which happen to include the water resources, and are in effect the pleasant suburbs of Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. Jerusalem, of course, is greatly expanded and annexed, and then take over the Jordan Valley, about a third of the West Bank. That imprisons what's left, drive salients through the remaining parts, the one east of Jerusalem, east of Greater Jerusalem, through Ma'al al-Dumim.
So this talk, Professor Chomsky, of a two-state solution and negotiations and like the obstacles to peace is nonsense, is a waste of time.
It is if the United States continues its policies. That's the crucial issue. I mean, the entire world has agreed for years, including the Arab states, the Organization of Islamic States, Iran, Hamas, everyone, has agreed on the basic outlines of a political settlement, namely a two-state settlement on the international border with some minor mutual modifications, straightened lines, exchange of little exchange of territories, solutions, various conditions about refugees and so on. I mean, the basic outlines have been very clear. The United States has been blocking it for 35 years. If U.S. policy changes, it can be implemented.